As far as I know, I haven't actually seen it myself, and I just saw pictures of it, but it says topaz equals Irish water, which isn't technically correct. During the country, there's a lot of boycotting topaz. We had discussed boycotting topaz as well, and we rejected it outright for the reasons is that the man that owns it, the man that owns Topaz Dailies in Lifford there, he's very, very good with the community, supports a lot of the community, and we says it just wouldn't be, it wouldn't be right doing that, you know, in a small place like Lifford. So no, we do not, I have no idea who done it now, but we do not condone any kind of actions like that, or we don't support anybody writing things like that. It's private property that's wrote on as well, so no, we don't agree with it at all.
Do you feel like graffiti like this can have a negative impact on the likes of your campaign?
I think it could have a negative impact, as in people think that we would be agreeing with something like that. I honestly don't think it would do the business itself in Lifford any harm at all. But that it's on private property, I hadn't realised where it was at, but it's been wrote on people's property in this vandalism. The likes of us, we could be affected, or people within, people that have supported us so far could be thinking maybe that we do support things like that, and we don't. We completely reject anything like that, you know.
And we've heard government ministers come out in the past number of weeks saying there could be a sinister fringe within these protests against water charges, and that you'd be wary that maybe this graffiti in your protest, they could be linked.
Well, no. The sinister fringe thing, it's just more scare tactics and bullying by our government. They're just trying to, stop people supporting us. Like, so far, if anyone looks at all the protests that has happened, everything has been peaceful. There's been, I think, incidents in Dublin there, and that has been the only thing that has happened, really, in Ireland.